The Chinese e-commerce company Alibaba is poised for what could be one of the biggest IPOs, initial public offerings of stock, in Wall Street history. One reason Alibaba has been so dominant in China is Taobao. That's a website where small businesses sell directly to consumers, a sort of Chinese eBay. Last year, Taobao helped drive nearly $250 million in transactions and even transformed economies in some villages. NPR's Frank Langfitt recently visited a Taobao village and sent this report.
Not so long ago, Eastwind Village didn't have a whole lot going for it. It exported wheat, rice, and soybean, and young men looking for a better life. Sun Han remembers. Our village was a traditional farming village, he says. People tilled the fields and raised pigs. They also recycled plastics, which were severely polluting the environment. Then Alibaba launched Taobao. Now people far from China's major cities could make products and sell them online. For Eastwind, that meant a whole new industry. Furniture. Today, Sun runs a factory along the village's internet business road. He ships all over China and as far away as New Zealand. And there are more than 600 furniture factories in Eastwind. Now in our village, most people own cars, he says. Not only do they own cars, they compare who owns the better car. China has nearly 3.5 million businesses selling products on Taobao. These companies, many of them mom-and-pop operations, employ millions of people across China. In Eastwind Village, shipping firms, paint manufacturers, and veneer makers have also sprouted up to support the furniture industry. Handsome Zhang, really that's his name in Mandarin, jumped into the shipping business in 2011. In his first full year, he made $50,000, a small fortune in rural China.
As villages develop, they become stronger. Taobao drives the economy. It increases migrant workers' employment opportunities. It drives everything.
Handsome Zhang is 25. He wears torn jeans, copper-tinted hair, and drives a white Kia sports car. He dreams of touring America, though he's fuzzy on exactly where. What's the capital of the U.S., he asks. Washington, I say. The Statue of Liberty is in Washington, right? It's in New York, I explain. Oh, New York. I want to go see New York. In the meantime, he says, he enjoys eating out and singing in karaoke clubs, while some of his peers are left to toil in factories and construction sites. The transformation of Eastwind Village began 400 miles away in Shanghai. That's where Sun Han, the man who runs that factory on Internet Business Road, stumbled into an IKEA.
I saw a lot of IKEA furniture. I felt their structure was very simple and the prices were pretty high. I thought, if I produce and sell them, the profits would be pretty high.
Sun bought a bookshelf and found a factory to copy it. He'd already sold things on Taobao, like prepaid phone cards. But he worried he just didn't have the skills to run an online business.
I didn't have too much confidence in myself. I thought doing business on Taobao requires technological know-how and special knowledge.
But he taught himself how to be an internet entrepreneur. And in the beginning, in 2007, he says he was making more than $1,500 a day, with a staggering 100% profit margin. Soon, everyone and his brother in Eastwind was opening a furniture factory. Profits have since plummeted back to earth, and everyone complains the market here is too crowded. Another Eastwind businessman, Xu Feng, runs a veneer company. He says the furniture business is high volume these days, but with much tighter margins.
Market competition is very tough. Furniture producers are competing, and naturally they will push down the prices of raw materials, so you need to lower your prices accordingly. The future will be very good. The competition will be even fiercer.
As for Sun Han, the man who knocked off IKEA, he's now trying to build his own furniture brand, and he remains grateful to Taobao. Without the e-commerce platform, he says Eastwind Village never would have changed. Young people would have kept moving to the cities and not coming back, he says. The village would have been just old people and kids. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.